The town elected plan to order on December 6th, 2023. Members of the board are present. Media has been notified. Please stand for the pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Time, moment of silence for members of the community which we have lost since our last meeting. Those people are John Wabi, Anita Dione, Celeste St. Germain, and Thomas Austin Sr. Item number six, is there a motion to approve the agenda?
Second.
Motion been made and seconded to approve the agenda. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Item number seven, public comment on agenda items. Note here, comments only, and the board is unable to answer questions. So if you would like to make a public comment on any item on the agenda, I'd ask that you come up here as the microphone is on the top of the camera. Does anybody have any? Yes, sir. And state your name.
Dennis Pearson, as usual. I wanted to present the board with a couple of items in relationship to the easement issue. The first is the state constitution uniformity clause, which I believe applies to the potential road fees that the tribe has proposed. I'd ask you that you take a look at it, and I think it's a double tax situation. Second item, a quick impact study just on East Ross Allen Lake Lane, which is the only road that I know enough about to talk about. The impact to the town is a devaluation of land of almost $3.5 million. And the road permitting fee would be $86,115 per year, which comes up to $562 a foot. So I'm sure you guys already have the detail on the hall, but that's the East Ross Allen stuff. My simple math. It's all the homeowners, what their taxes are. That's based on 2022, not the 78% devaluation for 23. And then you can't answer questions, but how are we supposed to find out if the December 12th to January 12th payment was made and accepted? Can't answer questions, but I don't know how I find that out.
Frustrating.
Anyone else? Yes.
Mary Placine, Elsie Lake Lane, like the point of all. So talking about your closed session item, the easement issue. This issue has really gone far beyond the scope of anything the town of Lactoclamble can manage at this point. The town doesn't have the resources to come even remotely close to the financial demands the tribe has made, either for past trespass or for road access across the reservation in the future. You don't. Where are you going to get? Nothing even close. We're not even in the same ballpark, order of magnitude. But you know who does have these resources? The United States Congress. And you know who created this mess in the first place? The United States Congress. Congress passed legislation at the turn of the last century for the express purpose of taking land, reservation lands, out of the hands of Native Americans and into the hands of other Americans. If Congress hadn't done this, we wouldn't even be here tonight. The non-natives in this room would happily be living elsewhere in the Northwoods, and the tribe would have their reservation intact. As much as many would like, we can't run from this history, and it's time for the United States Congress to mend this history with a solution that compensates the tribe and gives non-tribal property owners peace of mind. And furthermore, the tribe's governmental relationship is with the federal government. There's no relationship between the town of Lactoclamble and the tribe, or between the tribe and the county, or the tribe and the state. This dispute is no longer a local issue. As I've heard so many assert, it's a federal issue, and I'm pretty sure the Department of Justice made that really clear when it filed its lawsuit against the town. So I implore you to engage our congressional delegation. Please invite them to meet with you, or maybe even demand that they meet with you, like, nicely,
And if any of them decline, be very public that they're not willing to engage in a solution. Let them know it's important that all parties in this dispute get something they need, because this isn't about sticking it to anyone. A dispute never really ends until both sides feel their needs have been met. This isn't pie in the sky. There's precedent. The U.S. Congress has acted in the past to solve trespassing issues, and we need to demand that they act now and that they act in a bipartisan manner. And besides, what have you got to lose? Because I'm pretty sure you're out of next moves.
Thank you. Yes, sir?
Hello, I'm Joseph Hunt. My wife and I are property owners on Ross Island Lake. And until now, this hasn't directly impacted us, but we happen to be owners on Big Thunder Lane. And in the recent letter from the tribe, our road, and specifically I and my neighbors, have been signaled out for a $3.4 million fee for using a road for 31 years. And what I wanted to put into the record tonight is that in November of 2007, we abandoned the old Big Thunder Road. We have signed documentation showing that. And for years, we've been asking delivery drivers and anyone else who comes to see us to not use the old road. But Google and MapQuest still send you up the, quote, closed road. There's never been a sign until the last 4 months. We received no notice. Well, let me go back. In 2004, we were told that Big Thunder Lane was, we were trespassing all the homeowners. And our title company and the tribe started to try and negotiate a settlement. It failed. At that point, a new road was built from Old Big Thunder on private land to East Ross Island Lake Road. And that's why we're involved. But as far as being liable for $3.4 million for a road we haven't used in 16 years, that's kind of upsetting to all of us. We performed all of the maintenance on that road till 2007. Graveling, grading, plowing. We even picked up all the litter. So we had no idea that there was a trespass involved. And when we did, we tried to resolve it. And the only way that it was done was through that new road. I just wanted to make sure that that was on record. So, thank you.
Thank you. Any others? Yes.
Dave Meese, Lac de Flambeau. I'm with Joe Hunt on this. We live off of East Ross Island on two private roads. And Joe has been here for a long time. We moved here about 3.5 years ago. And we heard right away that we were never to use that old Big Thunder Road. And in fact, I teach photo workshops out of a studio I have in my home. And I have very specific instructions that I send to students to ensure that Google doesn't send them down that road. And I tell them, if Google's trying to send you that way, use these instructions instead and go on the roads that are acceptable. And honestly, the only people we ever see using that road are tribal. We see tribal plates coming through there and coming onto our private road, exiting onto our private road. So just wanted to reiterate that from someone who's only been here for 3.5 years, that we knew right away we were not supposed to be using that road, and we don't use that road. Thanks.
Thank you. Any others? Yes?
I just want to say something quick. Sandy Slasher.
Do you want to come up?
I just wanted to say, my husband, we moved here 3.5 years ago, and my neighbor moved here last summer, None of us were told by anybody, not the BIA, not by the tribe, not by the town, not by the real estate, not by the owner, no sign, no indication that there was any easement issue. And again, this happened to my neighbor just last summer, and I would bet you that the properties that were purchased today, those people have no idea. So I just want to mention that I contacted our representatives to say that the BIA, in conjunction with the tribe, be mandated to inform people prior to any purchase of property if they are affected by easements, because essentially I feel entrapped and now I'm being extorted for something I had no idea about, besides, you know, being threatened online. So I just want to state that.
Thank you. Any others? Seeing none, we'll move on to approval of the minutes of the regular town board meeting, November 15th, 2023. Oh, excuse me. Item number 8, approval of vouchers of the firehouse construction, 109. And excluding 108 for the time being until I get more information. Ambulance account of 19,580 to 19,584, and the general fund ACH of 1535 to 1539, and 3556 to 3595.
That excludes the
correct.
I'll second.
Motion been made and seconded to approve the vouchers as read, with the exception of firehouse construction 1008. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Motion carried. Approval of minutes of the regular meeting, town board meeting of November 15th, 2023.
Motion to approve.
And I'll second that.
Motion been made and seconded to approve the meeting minutes for November 15th, 2023. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carried.
Matt?
Charlie? Yes.
I just want to, it's kind of something that was alluded to earlier, to watch the website then for these approved minutes, because the question that was asked was already answered at the last meeting, so.
Okay, item number 10, Treasurer's Report.
We have reconciled the checking account as of November 30th, 2023. In the general checking, we have $186,546.40. The ambulance fund has $451,595.46. And the reserve fund has $242,666.40.
Is there a motion to approve the Treasurer's Report?
So moved.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded to approve the Treasurer's Report. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Item number 11, discussion possible action, approval of the poll workers for 2024 through 2026. You have a list that's been supplied to you by Vilas County Democrats, and then also the existing list for the poll workers.
I've reviewed the list, and I believe them to be adequate, and I would move for their approval.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded to approve the poll workers for 2024 through 2026. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carried. Discussion, item number 12, discussion possible action, approval of waiver of the treasurer's bond per ordinance 1010-1 and resolution 2023-01. What this is every year where we waive the treasurer's short-term bond during tax season for the collection of taxes.
I would, at this point, move for approval.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded to approve the treasurer's bond per ordinance 2010-1 and resolution 2023-1. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carried. Item number 13, discussion action approval of bartender's license for Allison LaBarge. Anything recent?
Nothing recent. Submitted by the Dollar Tree, Family Dollar across the street.
Motion to approve.
I believe that application would be appropriate, and I would move for approval, or I would second your motion for approval.
Okay, motion has been made and seconded to approve the bartender's license for Allison LaBarge. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye, motion carried. Discussion, tower update. I believe you have that. It had been brought up in past meetings, wondering about the income from our tower. So back in October, we contacted the Vilas County clerk, or the clerk contacted Vilas County Sheriff's Department, and we did now hear back from them. There are three carriers are on the tower, King Street, SonicNet, and T-Mobile. Each pays a different amount, different installment times, so it was decided that a payment will be made to the town for their 40% in January of 24 and for fees collected in 23. So there's apparently $14,000 forthcoming for the payment in 2022. A payment will be received. In 2022, $14,000 a payment was received for $16,312 for rent on the tower.
I guess my question, I'm sorry, Lori, go ahead.
With the cost of living, why are we getting less than what we got in 22?
I just got a call on the 30th back from her. So right now, it's going to be 16,215.94.
My question would be, how much are we laying out on the tower? Do we know?
Nothing. We paid for it already.
It's already paid?
Yeah,
there's
back.
No maintenance fees?
No, no. The county takes care of that. Back when we first got into the joint venture with the county, the town paid its 40% portion, the county paid 60% portion. They maintain it, and then we get 40% of the return.
Okay. I think there's up some questions.
Yep.
They manage all the contracts.
Yeah. They
all the collection, all the disbursement.
Yes, Jim, your name?
Jim Sommerfeld. Are those fees negotiated by the county or the town or not negotiated at all?
They're set amounts. If I remember right here, we actually happen to have the sheriff with us. They're set amounts through the years on the contract, correct?
Correct.
Yeah.
So my question is, we're still getting a tad less than we did in 22. Why? With the cost of living and
everything?
Well, you got 613,312. Now they're getting 16,215. Less than $100 less.
2022, the payment was approximately $14,000, and for 2023, it'll be approximately $16,000, so it's $2,000 more.
In 22, a payment was received for 16,312.
Is that a misprint there, Susan, or?
Nope, that's what we got. And so for, we'll get that 23, that might be, that other 16. I don't know, people like, she just told me that the prices vary because some people pay every month, some people pay four times, some people pay once a year. So they kind of just collect all that money and then do the 2040 and once a year. They'll send us our money. So I don't know, we'd have to get the individual contracts from Vilas because they take care of all that and we just sit back and basically collect their money. We're not part of that negotiation.
We'll follow up on
it.
And get the exact amounts.
Right, well, I'm just, you know, as an example, I pay what I pay for internet every month. I can't not pay less and expect to stay connected. Mm-hmm. I guess my question is when these contracts are negotiated, is there a cost of living included each year, and if not, we probably need to take a look at that and include that, you know, or if you're gonna sign 2 years at this rate, and then we'll do a cost of living, but that really, I guess it needs to be looked at. I mean, even though it's only like $100 less, it's still, with costs rising, it doesn't make any sense.
Follow up on that. All right, item number 16, convene into closed session pursuant to Wisconsin statute 19.85 per NE, deliberating or negotiating the purchase of public properties, the investing of public funds, or...
EMS contract.
Oh.
County.
I marked that one out and I shouldn't have. Okay, item number 15, discussion possible action, Oneida County EMS 2024 contract. You've gotten that, the amount is, total amount for 2024 would be $291,514. I know that she had sent the whole contract to you. We are still using Oneida County EMS as our backup.
I understand that. I still have not gotten an answer as to why Lac des Flambeaux is being treated differently than any other town that has its own ambulance. We're paying a $291,000 base fee according to that. And other towns with their own ambulance have no base fee. Their fees are a la carte. And it would come out to, I believe, considerably less. I don't know why we're the only town with its own ambulance that's being treated this way. This is discriminatory treatment, and I don't understand it. I guess I can't explain it.
I fully agree. We went through this over a year ago, and pretty much, you know, we're told, why we had a sticker on here, you know, not to run Med 5 to Flambeau. Unless it was life or death. And now you tell me that a dispatcher can determine life or death.
Yeah.
And this amount here is far greater than the 15%. I think the original 15% that it would increase from the first year. So, I mean, we don't have a choice. But we can fail with, you know, we don't have a choice.
I think we have to pay it in order to maintain the service.
Right.
But I want to make it clear that I am voting for that payment under protest.
Right.
Because I think that there is there's some other motivation going on here, whether it's the fact that we have a majority Native American population in this town, which none of the others have, or what other factors may be involved here, I don't know. But I have not gotten an adequate answer from Oneida County on this. They are treating us differently, they're treating us badly, and there's no reason given. And I will second that.
Okay, a motion has been made and seconded to make the payment for the 2024 Oneida County EMS contract, but under protest. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Now, item number 16. Convene into closed session pursuant to Wisconsin statutes 19.85 per NE, deliberating or negotiating the purchase of public properties, the investing of public funds, or conducting other specified public business whenever competitive or bargaining reasons require a closed session. and pursuant to Wisconsin Statute Section 19.85, Parent G, conferring with legal counsel for the governmental body who is rendering oral or written advice concerning strategy to be adopted by the body with respect to litigation in which it is likely or become involved in, regarding road issue, road easement issue. Is there a motion to go into closed session?
Well, they don't have to repeat that, yes.
Motion been made and seconded to convene into closed session. Roll call vote. Supervisor Hanson?
Aye.
Supervisor Cobb?
Aye.
Chairman Gaulke, aye. Out of closed session, we'll go in the back.
I gotta ask, I'm gonna do a hold on.